Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Friday morning. It is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, 73 degrees, right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
You know, when it comes to taking care of ourselves, our bodies, our health, prevention is so very important. And with the recent death of Kelly Preston, it's reminded us again that breast cancer, although many recover, it can also, you can have the other outcome as well. And so who we have today joining us is Dr. Lauren Buck to share with us the importance of awareness and getting your screenings and just giving us a perspective on breast cancer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing well. Dr. Buck, I had just mentioned the recent death of Kelly Preston. You know, that's such a reminder that cancer just doesn't fight fair. But how prevalent is breast cancer today?
Yeah, you are correct. So despite skin cancer, breast cancer is the second most common cancer in American women and the second leading cause of cancer deaths in women, second to lung cancer. So the average risk of a woman for developing breast cancer in her lifetime in the United States is about 13%. So one out of every eight women is going to develop breast cancer. And the chance that she's going to die from breast cancer is about one in every 38 women, or 2.6%.
Wow. Those numbers are, if it hasn't personally affected you or someone you know, it's easy to overlook how prevalent it is. Early diagnosis is, I would imagine, very important in terms of treatment, the impact of treatment and recovery. Tell us a little bit about the importance of early diagnosis.
Right. So early detection of breast cancer is very important. So we detect it before you even feel a lump in your breast. And the earlier that we detect it, the easier it is to treat and the more treatment options that you have available to yourself and the better risk of your survival is. So when we catch breast cancer in its early stages, the five-year survival rate is greater than 90%, which are some really great odds. And that even includes the women who have invasive or aggressive forms of breast cancer.
When we talk about early prevention, are we talking about getting mammograms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so based on the American College of Radiology, which are the guidelines that we use here, is you should start screening mammograms yearly beginning at the age of 40. Now, there are some women who are high risk, which is when you see your physician, they will ask you questions and they will flag you as high risk. Those women start getting screened early. So like if your mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, say at the age of 45, you would start your screening 10 years ahead of that at the age of 35. But your physician will help you determine when the appropriate time is if you're at average risk or of higher risk.
And again, I would imagine that's really important to look at medical history. Although more and more I read about women who are diagnosed that don't have that medical history. Their mother didn't have it. Their grandmother didn't have it. How often does that happen?
Yeah, so that is a big misconception that people think, if I don't have a relative who has breast cancer, I won't get it. However, a majority of our patients who are diagnosed with breast cancer have no family history. That's 85% of women who have breast cancer don't have a family history of it. So just because you have no family history doesn't mean that you're in the clear. And those women need to get their regular screening as well.
Now, you work at Piedmont Medical Center. How often are you seeing women asking about genetic markers for breast cancer? We hear the BRCA testing. Is that something that you're seeing happen more often?
Yeah, I think I am. And as patients are becoming more educated about it, they're asking us about it and asking their physicians more about it, which is good. We want our patients to be educated. We recommend patients, so those who are good candidates for genetic testing. If you have a history of breast cancer before the age of 45, if you have two or more relatives who have had breast cancer, those are good candidates for screening. If you had a history of ovarian cancer yourself, or if you had know someone in your family who has tested positive for those BRCA mutations, you're a good candidate to get tested.
And again, that's probably a conversation that you can have with your doctor. You know, another thing that I see more of, which is surprising, women like over the age of 80, very postmenopausal women being diagnosed with breast cancer. Has that always been the case, or is that something that you're seeing increase as well?
No, it's always been the case. So that's why the American College of Radiology does not have a set age as to when to discontinue screening. But a good rule of thumb is when you think that you have the life expectancy is less than 5 to 7 years, that might be a good time to talk with your doctor to stop screening. But age is a risk factor. You know, as you age, your risk increases for breast cancer.
We're speaking with Dr. Lauren Buck with Piedmont Medical Center about just, you know, reminder that breast cancer is still prevalent today. Of course, the passing of John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston, brought it up in the news once again. And, you know, Dr. Buck, everyone's cancer battle is different. And so many people were shocked to learn, one, she even had cancer and that she passed away. Some choose, especially in the public eye, to kind of deal with it low key, just with their family. And that's certainly, you know, their right to do so. But we've seen others like Angelina Jolie speak very out in the open with it as well. It just starts that conversation again, where the people that we know that are headliners in our lives, when they battle this, it just goes to show it does not discriminate against anybody, no matter how successful, unsuccessful you are, women or men, because men can certainly get breast cancer. And what does the screening look like for that and early signs of that?
Right, yeah. So even though breast cancer is much less common in men, they still get it. So a man's risk of getting breast cancer is about 1 in 833, which is, you know, much greater odds than for a woman, 1 in 8. But in the United States, over 500 men a year die from breast cancer. We don't recommend routine screening in men. How breast cancer usually presents in men is usually they feel a lump in their breast, which they should call their doctor immediately so their doctor can perform a physical exam. And then they'll come to the diagnostic center here to have a mammogram with possible ultrasound. And especially, you know, men who have higher risk factors, you know, as I said earlier, aging is a risk factor, but men, if you have a family history of breast cancer, your risk is higher as well. And men who have liver disease, who are overweight, who have certain testicular conditions, and who've undergone estrogen treatment, you know, your risk is higher of developing breast cancer, and you're not out of the clear.
Well, fantastic information this morning. Dr. Lauren Buck of Piedmont Medical Center, heightening our awareness of the numbers, the possibilities, and the importance of dialogue with our caregivers. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for being with us. We'll do it again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend.
When we talk about cancer, don't forget the 24 Foundation, which helps with cancer funds and research and awareness. The 24 Hours of Booty, which is the major fundraiser for the 24 Foundation. Well, it's doing 24 Hours of Booty unlooped because they can't hold the traditional event in North Carolina and Charlotte. So a lot of the cyclists are doing their own thing. And right here, this Friday night, 7 p.m., downtown Rock Hill, group of cyclists, Scott Winsky, Leonard Tant, Eric Lockamy. We had them all here on Palmetto Mornings over the last 2 weeks. They will be cycling along with others to raise money and awareness when it comes to cancer research. So just another step in the right direction.
And like you said, it doesn't discriminate.
No,
so we're all in this together.